Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in verse 45, he repeats it and says, this is continuing, elaborating on how that if you won't listen, if you won't obey. Moreover, all these curses will come on you. They'll do what? Come on you. How many understand there are certain elements, electricity will come on and flow over and flow through, and there are certain other elements it won't. It tries to go to it, and that material won't conduct it, and it flows around it. Well, believers and redeemed ones are not conductive to the curse. When you say, I've been redeemed from the curse, you're saying, I'm not conductive to the curse. You're not saying it's not in the earth. You're not saying things are not going on. You're saying it doesn't have access to me. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All these curses, he said, will come on you and pursue you and overtake you till you'll be destroyed. Why? Because you wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen. This is the biggest problem on the planet. Folks refusing to listen to God. You wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. Notice with me, go over to the book of Job and see something that we're familiar with. Job 3 and 25. Glory to God. I'm not conductive to the curse. I am conductive to the blessing. The blessing flows to me. If the blessing is flowing, I'm a conductor. I'm like a lightning rod. Like any blessing in the house, it goes whoop. But it doesn't just stop here. Right? It's supposed to flow through to others who are conductive. Because not everybody is. What are you talking about, Brother Keith? Do you remember Jesus told his disciples, when you go into a house, what do you say? Peace be to this house. And he said, if a son of peace is there, what does that mean? Somebody who is amenable, agreeable, receptive to the peace, then it'll come on them. These things are real. But he said, if not, it'll return to you. Do you hear that? We looked at this in Proverbs a while back. The curse without a cause shall not come. It'll just circle like the sparrow flying and not lighting, not landing. It'll just keep circling. The curse is in the earth. Is there death in the earth? Is there destruction? Are there awful things? The curse of the fall and the curse of the law are in the earth. The Bible tells us in Revelation, God is going to do new heavens and new earth wherein is no curse. We've never been in a place like that before, but we're going to find out what it's like to have no curse at all, to live in a place where there's none. In fact, the scripture tells us that even the heavens are not pure in his sight. The very atmosphere and the heavens around us have been contaminated by sin and the curse. So that's why there's got to be new heavens and new earth, wherein is no curse, no curse. But in the meantime, we got to make it long enough down here to find our course and finish it for him. And the way that happens is we've been redeemed. Yes. From the curse and for the blessing. Job 3:25, did you find this? The opposite of faith is fear. Faith makes you non-conductive for the curse. It insulates you. Fear makes you a live wire. Where'd you get that? Any number of places right here. What happened to Job? We have a revelation. Job had supernatural trouble. I mean, it's hard to even have that much bad stuff happen in that length of time. It's almost physically impossible. All the stuff that happened to him, we know who was behind it. The Bible said it was the devil. Went out from the presence of God and did all that stuff to Job. And Job tells us by the Spirit how it came to him. He said, the thing which I greatly feared is what? Is what? Same language. Come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. That's how it came to me, and that's how it came on me. Was what? Fear. Listen to Young's literal. Young's literal. It says, I feared for a fear I feared, and it meets me. How many understand if there's electricity over here and it's trying to arc to get somewhere else, there's got to be a meeting for it to arc. It's got to meet something that will conduct it. And he said, I feared a fear, and it meets me. And what I was afraid of does come to me. Oh, child of God, fear makes you subject to bondage, Hebrews says. Bondage. I'm quoting Scripture. The fear of death will make you all your lifetime subject to bondage. That's what Hebrews says. I read some studies some years ago that were very interesting, and it kind of portrays this. It was flu season, and they were studying physiology, immune response, these kind of things. So they had people in their study that they had all these pads and receptors and electrodes on and all these kind of things. And they did an experiment that they would tell people, they'd bring them into a room, and they'd sit them with people and put them around their stuff and tell them that these people had a real bad case of a bad flu. And watch their response. Their heart rate, their blood pressure, and everything. And they said there, some people would go, it won't bother me. And their heart rate stayed the same. Their blood pressure stayed the same. Their immune system over a period of time seemed good and strong. They said there were other people who would go, oh no, what did you do? Why didn't you tell me? They said, heart rate comes up, blood pressure comes up, and the pores literally open up wider for it to come in. The pores literally, all you got to think is heart rate coming up, blood pressure coming up. Well, sure. Pulse, pores open. Yeah. What did you become? The fear made you a conductor.
Yes. Wow.
It can actually draw it in to you. This is not an exaggeration. Isn't that what Job said? Yeah. Yeah. I feared a fear and it met me. And the thing that I feared came to me. I drew it with the fear. Now the devil will try to, he'll bring thoughts and fears to you and tell you you can't help it. But he's a liar. And the greater one's inside of you. And you need to understand, you do this by faith just like you do anything else. I remember when I was a boy, the Lord taught me about this. Everybody has been challenged with some kind of fears or dreads or whatever. And something was bothering me just as a young boy. And I didn't know all the things I'm talking to you about now. I'd never heard of the faith message or being redeemed or any of that. But thank God, I went to Sunday school and heard about the 23rd Psalm. And the Lord brought to my remembrance real strong, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord prompted me, start saying that. I felt afraid. I felt shaken. But as I begin to say, I refuse to fear. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." That's another way of saying, I won't fear any evil out here. That's right. I refuse to fear. And you can say that, and you most need to say it when your knees are bumping together, right? When you got all the symptoms of even panic, that's the most important time for you to say, "I refuse to fear." Fear, leave me. Now, you see what you're doing? You're, instead of receiving the fear, you're rejecting the fear. And then the Bible says, neither give place to the devil, and resist the devil, and what? He will flee from you. And even instead of other people that become conductive to all this junk, you become insulated. And the curse that's circling the earth and doing all kind of terrible things, and it tries to come on you, and you say, "Oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm redeemed." Yes. Hallelujah. I refuse to fear. Yes. It may happen to one on this side, 1,000 and 10,000 on this side, but it won't come near me. No plague will come my dwelling. What happens? The curse without a cause or a way can't come. It'll circle, it'll fly around, it'll try to get, and it can't get on you. It can't get in you. Why? Because you won't conduct it. You won't conduct it. You won't conduct the curse. But if there's a blessing within a 4-county radius, say it out loud, "I'm a blessing sponge." instead of a lightning rod, I'm a blessing rod. Blessing flows to me. It flows. I'm not exaggerating. What did he say? Those blessings would what? They would come on you. Isn't that what he said? Come on you and overtake you. Is that what he said? Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me